Anthropic's Claude reportedly designed protein binders that were independently built and tested, hitting successful binding on 14 of 15 targets and roughly a 35% hit rate versus a 10 to 15% human baseline. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan. This show curates what matters from online communities and is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today's date is August 19th, 2026. That protein finding is the anchor for a conversation about capability, oversight, and why the tools that speed science also force urgent governance questions. Flock Safety's license plate cameras are no longer a patchwork of tools. Records and reporting show the network has grown across thousands of U.S. towns, creating a searchable, cloud-indexed history of vehicle sightings that law enforcement routinely queries. Civil liberties groups and audits cite misuse cases, including cross-jurisdictional sharing and instances where access was applied privately. And privacy advocates point out that long-retained location histories tell a detailed story about people's lives. Watch for more state laws and local votes as communities push back. A how-to infographic in the AI agents community laid out a concrete architecture for self-evolving agents that spawn and coordinate sub-agents, with two engineering pillars, sandboxing and modular verifiers, named as essentials for containment. The graphic called out vendor tooling like OpenShell as an example of isolated runtime stacks, and security researchers warned in the thread that sandboxing often lags behind model capabilities. Keep an eye on containment tech and the auditability of autonomous agent fleets. On a smaller, quieter note from the OpenClaw community, a thread called Loving DeepSeek turned into a practical primer on deep pressure as an intimacy practice, things like tight hugs or weighted contact that some neurodivergent people use to feel grounded. Commenters offered specific consent-forward tactics: agree a timer, pick a clear stop signal, and check for comfort and circulation. A reminder that translating sensory need into safe intimacy takes technique and communication. What changed? Anthropic says Claude can autonomously propose protein binders and that independent partners built and tested those designs, with reported success on 14 of 15 targets and a roughly 35% hit rate in wet lab validation compared with a commonly cited 10 to 15% human success rate. The work wasn't a single black box call. Anthropic frames the result as the product of Claude's science, a workbench that chains models together with lab automation. And the builds and assays were handled by outside partners named in reports, including Adaptive Bio and Twist Bioscience. That combination matters because Anthropic is careful to say Claude isn't a new biology-specialized model. Instead, the boost comes from integrating model outputs with synthesis pipelines and automated testing, which means the headline gain could be as much about orchestration and feedback loops as raw model cleverness. Put bluntly, this takes AI from drafting hypotheses to proposing concrete, synthesizable sequences and then getting early experimental feedback. The sort of loop that used to be the exclusive domain of computational protein engineers. The Reddit discussions reflected both awe and caution. One commenter framed it as putting money where their mouth is, celebrating wet lab proof, while other replies flagged reproducibility, regulatory gaps, and dual use risks. The same chain that accelerates antibiotic design can, in the wrong hands, lower barriers to problematic work. To be precise about the evidence, the claim of 14 out of 15 targets and the 35% comparative hit rate come from Anthropic's published statements and partner reports. Independent replication and peer review will be the test that moves this from an impressive demo to an accepted capability. Why that test matters is practical and ethical. Practically, if these numbers hold up, early-stage discovery timelines and costs could shrink dramatically. Small labs or clinician scientists could iterate designs in days rather than months, and initial candidate pools coming out of design cycles would be richer. Ethically and regulatorily, it raises three immediate governance questions. Who gets access to this level of design automation? What vetting will be required before an AI-proposed sequence leaves the bench? And how will oversight keep pace with automated, distributed workflows? Anthropic itself uses language like learning by doing to describe folding experimental feedback back into tool chains, which is sensible for engineering, but risky if deployment policies and access controls aren't built in from day one.
Those access and safety concerns aren't abstract. Biological design tools are dual use by nature, The same prompts used to discover a therapeutic binder could be repurposed to design harmful sequences. So the community reactions that called for strict governance aren't just technocratic worry warts. Independent verification, staged access, pre-publication review, and collaboration with public health agencies are practical steps that the thread recommended. Similarly, journals and funders will likely demand reproducible assay data and provenance for model-generated sequences before assigning scientific weight. This small success also reframes a broader pattern in the industry. Models are being folded into domain workflows and then scaled into autonomous or semi-autonomous loops. That same trend is visible in areas like chip design, where model-assisted workflows shave weeks off verification cycles. The regulatory question is now not only whether a model is capable, but whether companies and researchers have the operational controls, audit logs, provenance metadata, and human-in-the-loop sign-offs to make rapid automation safe.
Which brings us to a related development about capability management itself. OpenAI announced it has paused some frontier reinforcement learning training to upgrade safety, security, and monitoring before moving forward. CEO Sam Altman said the pause came because model progress is now extremely rapid and that they would act if capabilities outstripped alignment and safety pace. OpenAI framed the move as unilateral, but said it also wants industry-wide standards. The concretely named action, a pause on frontier RL runs, is important because reinforcement learning is the training pathway that often produces emergent, behaviorally complex models when scale meets long-horizon objectives, and labs running those frontier experiments are effectively testing the edges where new capabilities can surprise engineers. Community reaction again split. Some folks praised the restraint and welcomed the explicit link between capability growth and safety assurance, while others in the thread suspected public relations management or pressed for more transparency about what exactly is being paused and for how long. That skepticism is reasonable. A single lab pause is useful, but doesn't substitute for independent auditing or consistent standards. Taken together with the Anthropic protein story, the two developments show a sector balancing rapid operational capability gains with an uneven oversight landscape. Wet lab automation and long-run RL both accelerate outcomes, but in different domains, the controls for verification, provenance, and misuse mitigation are at different stages of maturity. So what should we watch next? First, reproducibility. Will independent teams be able to reproduce anthra hits, binder hits, and publish methods and assay data in peer-reviewed venues? Second, governance. Will companies adopt and publish access controls, provenience standards, and joint safety protocols, or will the market default to closed, proprietary stacks? Third, technical containment. Will the sandboxing and verification patterns that engineers are discussing in agent communities be adopted as standard guardrails in labs and cloud runtimes? The threads we tracked are converging on a common point. Capability without auditability is fragile, and speed amplifies both benefit and risk. Listeners should also note a tactical difference between announcements and practice. Anthra Hicks statements emphasize workflow orchestration and partner validation. That means the replicable part of this story will be the full pipeline, prompts, synthesis, assay design, and automation, not just the model's raw output. Similarly, a pause in frontier training reduces one immediate vector of uncontrolled capability development, but it doesn't substitute for published safety metrics, third-party evaluation, or governance agreements that stretch across labs and vendors. If the sector treats these as PR milestones rather than engineering and regulatory deliverables, we'll keep cycling through spikes of capability and reactive policy.
Finally, the social angle showed up in the communities. People celebrated faster design cycles because faster lab work can make therapies and diagnostics cheaper and more accessible. Yet the same threads flagged the risk that democratized tools could be misused. Those are not mutually exclusive outcomes. They're two sides of the same technical lever, which is exactly why online communities, independent labs, and regulators all ended up in the same comments sections, trying to sketch practical next steps like reproducibility challenges, staged access, and data provenance standards. If models can now generate viable drug candidates and labs are pausing frontier training, the immediate policy question becomes who sets the verification and access rules for these workflows, and how we build audit trails that travel with the design from prompt to petri dish. I'm Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.